Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, and tonight we are learning Si'ifim Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet and Be'ezras Hashem Chaf Hey as well. So Si'if Chaf Gimel Ha'isa'achas Lamala Va'achas Lamata. If you had one above and one below, meaning we're talking about where you have these two parallel beams that are supposed to join together to make for one proper korah over a mavoi. So if one of them is on a higher level than the other one, so they're non, you know, they're parallel, but one of them is higher than the other one. We view either the upper one as if it's on the same level as the lower one, or the lower one as if it's on the same level as the upper one. But that only works if neither of them are outside of the range of where they're supposed to be, meaning if the top one is more than 20 amos off the ground, or the bottom one is within 10 tfachim of the ground, then that's no good. And they have to be, if you apply that din that you view them as if they're on the same level, they have to be within three tfachim of one another. And some say that that would be possible as well, meaning that we do not apply this principle of looking at the upper one as if it's lower, the lower one as if it's higher. Says the Mishmur Sivkat and Ayin Gimel, Kan Balahosif Rabusa al Si'if Akodem. We're adding an extra chiddush that we didn't say in the last sif. Da'afilim loha yushteya koros, she'in b'kalachas the kabbala riach omdos bishava, el achas kavoa michavirta ad gimel tfachim gam ken ksheira damrin and rowin. That even if the two parallel beams we're trying to be mitzdarif with one another because they're right next to one another in order to make make the one tefach wide korah that we need, even if they're at different levels than one another, it's going to be okay. It doesn't mean that we see the upper one as if it's lower down and the lower one as if it's raised. It's or the lower one as if it's raised. But they both have to be within the range of where they're allowed to be. Because if the upper one is more than 20 amos high, or even then then even if the lower one is within three tvachim of it, lo aminu kilu hi lamata meyasim kiven da'ata omedus b'makom pasul. We do not say that we view the upper one as if it's also within the range and as if it's also on the same level as the lower one, because right now the one that's higher up is outside of the range of where it's allowed to be. V'cheinu min ha'tachtona lamala miyud ve'elyona smuchala b'toch gimel tvachim. And also, if the lower one is lower than 10 tvachim, even though it's less than three tfachim away from the upper one, lo amrinan roen es hatachtona kilu oisa omedes b'shava ima elyona. We do not say that we see the lower one as if it were on par and on the level of the higher one, kivin da'achshav ein b'achshav korah, because right now it's out of the range. So in order to be mitzdarif, these two parallel bars, they need to both be within the range of where the korah is allowed to be. B'kavana ratzlom mechuvenes v'haynu da'afilu im nachshav shekvar olsa zul lemata k'tzas v'atachtona also the malak tzas ad she nigshu zu kenegad zu b'shava lo yu azmru chakin rak pachos migimel tfachin tzal shayich lomer lovenu kanal b'sifakodem b'deir rishona. Meaning, once we even it out, once we view the upper one as if it's low or the lower one as if it's up, and it's just straight up, straight down, they then still need to be within three tfachim of one another, otherwise this whole process doesn't work. But v'yesh postlin, some say this whole thing doesn't work anyway, mishum that we just don't apply this principle. We don't say that you look at the upper one as if it's lower, the lower one as if it's higher. We just don't apply that whole principle. And even though in Hilchos Sukkah we do say this, we view that if the schach is wavy, that you have some higher up and some lower down, that we view them as if they're all on the same level. Shiny hachad bin shu ruuyin la kabbalah riach ube echol lemayla ve echol lemata ain ruuyin la kabbalah riach. over here in Hilchos Mavui and Hilchos Erevin, it needs to practically be able to carry a brick, and it's not going to be able to hold a brick if one of them is higher and one of them is lower. So you don't have that din by Hilchos Sukkah. Even if it's just one tefach of a difference in height, it's no good. Not only that, even if they are of the same height, they also still need to be no more than a tefach apart from one another, because the width of the brick is only a tefach and a half, so the brick has to be able to fit over these parallel bars, like we said in the previous sif, and it's roi to be machmir for this opinion. Okay, sif chav dalin. Piris ala kora machtzeles. If let's say you put a mat over the beam that's in front of the mavoi, and your intention is that instead of just relying on a beam, if you hang a mat over it, it will be a mechitza. It will actually form a mechitza. This reminds me, I was just being Mavir Sedra, it's Parshas Truma, so we talk about putting curtains over beams. It's a Mishnah Berurah coincidence. Okay, so if you put a mat over the beam, but the mat doesn't reach all the way to the ground. If it's more than three tefachim off the ground, the bottom of that mat that you're trying to rely on as a wall is more than three tefachim off the ground, it's possible. Because the korah itself is not functioning as a korah since it's covered up. The whole idea of a korah is it's supposed to be a hacker, but you covered it, so it's not there. So therefore, it no longer works. And nor do you have a mechitza, because any mechitza that's more than three tefachim off the ground is in a mechitza. An animal could fit right under it. But if you have a very tall beam, a beam that's 10 tefachim tall, let's say, even though it dips within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's still going to be kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Machzeles, Shirotza Liapos, Koach Heter, Upiris Ale Machzeles. Meaning the guy is well-meaning. He says, I don't want to be a Bidiyev, a Jew. I don't want to rely on a beam at the opening of my Mavoi. I want a real wall. I want to create a... So he puts his Machzeles there. Vigam Kosher Lekosel Shalota Nida Aruach. And he even ties it to the sides of the side wall so that it shouldn't shake in the wind. Kidei Sheyela Shei Mechitza Gamkein, so that it should have a status of Mechitza. Psula, Avila Machzelus Ba'atzma Gavoa, sorry, even though the mat itself is 10 tefachim high. Ve'ena nearest, because the beam is not visible. Imkein less kan hacker, so it doesn't function as a hacker. And then we said, Koru Rechava, if you have a very wide beam, Batzalomar, Shi Rechava Asara Tefachim, that it's 10 tefachim wide. Ve'ava Amina, Kivin Shi Rechava Kolkach, She Mechitza Aleha, that I would think that since it is so wide, it has the status of Mechitza, Velo Shem Korah, and it's no longer called a beam, O Mechitza Kshera Eina, and it's not a kosher Mechitza, Dagva Minaret Harbe, because it's very much off the ground. Just like we said about the mat. So Kamash Milan, the Chiddush is Dikshera, Dimipnei Gadlusa Lonus Batel Mina Shem Kora, that it is a beam, and just because it's a large beam, it doesn't lose the status of a beam. O Machzel Shaini, Dikises Akorave in Nikeres. The case of the mat was different because that covers the Kora and is not recognizable. Vinim Shechas Ksas Lamatame Asara, so we said if you have this very wide beam and it goes a little bit below 10 tefachim to the ground, so it's still going to be kosher as a beam. So kama achronim niskashu b'divarev. A lot of achronim have trouble with this line. De mashma mi lishono, because it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch, de bala ashminon da afilu ktsas me akora haruchava, nichnas betoch asaret tfachim hatachtonim shel amavoi, gam kein kosher. That it sounds like it's saying that even if the bottom edge of this beam goes within 10 tefachim of the ground, that it's going to be kosher. Darmin and Rowan is Hamikzas Azeh, Kilo Eno Kokoro Medes, Raklamaila Measara, Kadin, Hechsher Korah, Mavur, Besiv Chavav. Because we ignore the part that dips within 10 tefachim of the ground, and you still have the rest of the Korah functioning as a viable Korah. Like we said, Aval, Bemeze Eno, but that doesn't make any sense. Dimhoya Nichlas Ksas Mirocha, Vakor Betocha, Avir, Shal Yoda Tachtonim, Psula. Because if it dips below 10 tefachim from the ground, it's automatically puzzle to be in shea chalul shel mavoi adakora asar tefachim tafka, because you need to have an entrance way into the mavoi, and that means it needs to be 10 tefachim high off of the ground. Okay, looks like I'm about to be thrown out of here, so we're going to stop without a summary tonight. Everyone have a wonderful evening. We'll pick up tomorrow back in shul.